Can you keep a secret? Because I can't. My sister Ophelia has been roped into an absolute scandal. To help Prince Hamlet keep his throne, they've staged a fake engagement. There are plenty of problems. It's treasonous, they hate each other, and most of all, they're absolutely terrible at faking it. Which is why they've hired me, Leo, as their relationship consultant. And the entire salacious tale is available for you to listen to right now. Visit TandonProductions.com now to listen to all of His Royal Fakin Highness.
Quit that. You're going to run a hole in the carpet.
No, she won't. She weighs like 80 pounds.
Not true.
Calm down, kid. It's just a morning show appearance. It's not even that big of a deal.
Not a big deal. This place is totally teeming with nervous energy and angry energy and a weird bit of sexual frustration. My God, it's 6 a.m.
God, that is never not going to be weird.
Sorry.
Don't apologize, Max. Never apologize to a man.
Really?
At least not until we have equal pay.
We're not getting paid at all for this.
It's not like we responded to a help wanted ad, Aiden. We've got these powers, so we're doing something good with them.
Yeah, it's a public service.
Trash collectors, street cleaners, MTA drivers, the governor.
What are you talking about?
Those are all civil servants who, unlike us, get paid for their selfless contributions to society.
To be fair, they also generally do things for the city that don't involve destruction.
We're not that bad.
We've knocked down or damaged exactly 7 buildings in the past month.
Okay, but in the grand scheme of the size of New York, that's like a really small percentage of the available buildings.
Is that what we should say when they ask us about it?
He won't ask us about that kind of stuff.
How do you know?
Yeah, wait. How do you know? Did they send questions ahead of time?
I'm just saying, if it were me, that's exactly the kind of question I'd ask right after. Are you a danger to society, or did you get your powers from, like, devil worship, or...
Devil worship?
I just watched a 10-part online documentary about the powers you get from occult prayer.
They're not going to ask us any of those questions. Definitely not the devil worship one, my God. Because Justin is an old friend. It'll be a soft piece, one to make us look good.
I thought the show reached out to us.
Officially, they did. After I sent Justin a text telling him to.
Jen, we specifically said we didn't want to do any media appearances.
I thought we had to do this. Am I sweating through my favorite t-shirt for a fluff piece? Oh my God, I could be at home right now. I could be eating avocado toast. Shouldn't they have some food in here?
Max, sweetie, you need to take a breath. There's a whole craft services table right in front of you.
Oh, thanks.
Aren't you gonna eat something?
No, I'm too worried. I might throw it up on national television!
Which apparently you're only doing because it was Jen's idea!
Guys, look. I know we're not totally on the same page about all of this, but we need to start doing some image control, okay? If we're going to be a team, we need to present ourselves as one to the public.
And who says we're going to be a team?
I like the team.
I like the team, too.
Ugh.
Jen, it's been too long.
Oh my God, Justin.
Incredible.
Okay, guys, this will be quick and easy. I'll throw you some softballs, make you look good, you smile, talk about saving the world. I got a nice, shiny daytime Emmy. Cool?
Cool.
Great. We're just a few minutes out. I'll send someone in here from hair and makeup to handle you guys.
Hair and makeup?
Not for you, sweetie. You look amazing. Aiden here needs a touch up.
Don't push it.
Look, we're not there yet, but we are going to be a team. When I found you guys, I was just so relieved to find more people like me. I really genuinely believe that if we stick together, we can do something special. But we've got to make them believe that too, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I am so excited for these next guests. You've definitely seen them on your TVs before, but for the first time, this will be an up-close and personal look at our New York heroes. Please join me in welcoming Jen, Aiden, and Max.
Go, kid.
In my mind, I already have.
You gotta go first. Aiden's not exactly the image we want to lead with.
Hey.
Be nice.
When am I ever not?
Literally all the time.
Welcome. 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 So, how thrilled are you guys to be saving the world every day?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't put it like that, really.
Jen, you single-handedly pulled a dozen people out of a burning building, and they didn't even see you doing it.
Side effect of the whole invisibility shtick.
And how cool is that? Do you ever just blip out of a conversation when it bores...
Always the show-off.
People always want to see it. I just like to get it over with at the top. Razzle-dazzle.
I love it. I love it! And Aiden, we've set up a little demonstration for you to show off yourself if you'll indulge us.
Oh, he'll indulge.
She speaks.
Aiden, if you will, stand up. Now, we are going to blindfold Aiden. Next, we've got a business card right at the top of the audience. We're going to play some music loudly and have you guys pass the card around until we cut the music. Make sense? Okay. Where's the card, Aiden?
Third row from the top, 6 seats in, lady in the floral button down.
That was just so spectacular! Thank you for that, Aiden. We could, of course, ask you to demonstrate those supersonic manipulations, too.
That wouldn't exactly be safe for a studio audience. They've seen the footage.
They certainly have, haven't you guys? Now, Max, our little masked hero. Shouldn't you be in school?
I mostly do a lot of it online now. Makes things a little easier.
Certainly would suck to have to get a hall pass every time the world needed saving, wouldn't it?
I guess.
We haven't seen a lot of your abilities in the footage. We just know you're always there. Why don't you give us a rundown of how your abilities work?
It's kind of hard to explain. It's just a sort of feeling, I guess, and I act on it.
How do you mean exactly?
I just like things to be in order. When they're not, I just kind of put them back.
Could you elaborate on that?
Not really.
Max is a crazy important part of our team. We could not do this without her.
Of course. And what a good-looking team you guys are. I, for one, cannot wait for the inevitable charity calendar you all put out.
We're doing a calendar?
Of course not. Wouldn't be a very good calendar when your centerfold goes invisible.
Okay, I believe we have just enough time for a few questions from the audience. We'll go to Twitter first. At AidenStan2K18 wants to know, what's it like working together?
It's fine.
It's pretty cool.
Max just likes having an excuse to ditch class.
Don't we all? Next question. At InvisibleGal wants to know, why does Max wear a mask when the rest of you don't?
I'm just a little more shy than these guys.
Besides, it's New York. If people remembered every out-of-the-ordinary person they crossed paths with, they'd have to have, like, a genius-level IQ.
Also, we can't have her parents sign a release every time we have to save the world.
All right. Next one. At Stay Super wants to know, Jen, you single?
Wow. Let's say I like to keep my options open.
We've got a flirt on our hands, people. Let's take one from our live audience, shall we? How about there, in the back?
Yeah. I wanted to know what you guys know about the kid you've been fighting in the streets.
Kid?
You blew up a few stores chasing her like 6 months back?
You mean the freak who's blowing up stuff for the hell of it?
Kinda kettle meat and pop there, don't you think?
No, it isn't. Jen's right. This person's endangering innocent lives every time they use their powers.
And you guys aren't?
We're keeping people alive.
Oh my. We've taken a turn, haven't we? Let's see, how about another question?
Look, people are getting caught in the crossfire, and you don't think you're a little bit responsible for what happened?
There wouldn't be any crossfire if it wasn't for this woman running around.
She's 17!
So am I!
We might have time for another question from Twitter. Can we pull up the feed?
Being young, it's not a reason to be irresponsible.
Oh, here's a good one. Jen, can you make just your clothes invisible?
Now that I can't demonstrate. At least not on live television.
Here, seriously, aren't even taking the time to investigate their app.
I'll be sure to collect your comment card for the team.
Well,
I was not trying to embarrass you or anything, okay? Please don't attack me.
Attack you?
You know, with the ah and the oh no, my head's gonna squish like a grape and...
What are you talking about? I'm not gonna hurt you, Jesus!
Right, that's why I'm backed up against a wall with your face all up in my face for like a friendly chat.
Sorry.
Did you need something, or you just always intimidate someone after interviews?
Back there, you said she was 17. Like you knew it for a fact.
Oh, I was just guessing.
No, you weren't.
Okay, that wasn't even the point.
Do you know her? Where is she?
Hey, with the aggressive, will you back it up? I don't know where she is.
Why bring it up? Why come here if you don't have any useful information?
Because you don't know what's going on with someone. You can't just be judge, jury, and executioner just because you can hear really well or scream someone's face off, okay? Just look for a little more information is all I'm saying. Questions first, fire later. And maybe switch from whiskey this early in the morning. Good old-fashioned mimosa, nice Bloody Mary. There's a time and a place for a proper drink, and it's from a glass, not from a hip flask at a 7 a.m. taping. This episode of Super Ordinary was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Michael Yapugian as Aiden, Daniel Shamaya as Jen, Alexandra Tandon as Max, An Shu as Justin, and Marissa Tandon as Harrison. Original music for Super Ordinary is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.